When I was young and immature, which was not so long ago, I looked forward to July the 4th for several months or so, thinking about fireworks, illegal in Minnesota, studying the catalogs from Wisconsin and South Dakota. Wondrous bangers, mighty bombs, every good boy's dream, rockets that would split the sky, flash and screech and scream. I could hear the smoke and thunder from the catalog I saw, explosives so desirable and forbidden by the law. Bottle rockets flashing, pinwheels on a tree, Roman candles in the yard, complete cacophony, strings of firecrackers, spinners on the walk, a thing called Old Faithful, and a rocket called 10 o'clock rock. That's what I dreamed of, but they were expensive, and Dad was sympathetic, but Mom couldn't see the sense of spending all that money on something to be destroyed, so she offered no contribution, and I, being unemployed, had only $3. She offered to buy sparklers, which were more matriarchal. And I put all the money in my pocket on the purchase of one enormous rocket. Our family picnic at Spring Grove was ending. The sun went down. The Eskimo pies came out. Bug spray was passed around. The aunts gossiped, the uncles discussed Paul's epistle to the Ephesians as I snuck off to set up my missile. I set the pin in the dirt. I watched a cop car cruise by. I pulled out the matches and I lit the fuse. And as I stepped away, my foot kicked the pin and the rocket tilted south toward my kith and kin. I stopped to straighten it, but the sparks were flying, and it was about to explode, which was too terrifying, and I ducked and ran and heard an uncle shout, "Incoming, hit the decks, everybody look out!" And they all fled in a panic in the dark as the rocket stood there giving off sparks. And then the fuse glowed like a cigarette butt, and then the sparks stopped. Evidently a dud. They crouched behind a car, silent and frozen, anticipating a terrific explosion. We waited 3 minutes, and then, unafraid, Uncle Don advanced with a cup of Kool-Aid. He advanced through the grass to douse the bomb when we heard the screech, "No!" from my mom, and a few sparks dropped, and Uncle Don dove, and the rocket went up, up in the maple grove. It hit the coffee pot on the picnic table, ricocheted up through the leaves of a maple, and into the sky the rocket flew and blew up in a shower of red, white, and blue. They did not notice me quivering there. They gathered around and offered a prayer, thanking the Lord that their lives were spared. They held up the coffee pot, a dent on the side. Imagine if it had been us, someone cried. Elated, the tragedy turned into farce. They all sat down for more coffee and bars. In a mood of merriment and elation at having escaped extermination, teasing each other at how they had fled and dropped to the ground and covered their heads, and how our uncle, our brave protector, had advanced toward the bomb with a cup of grape nectar. It was the all-time best picnic dinner, and nobody thought of me, the sinner, who came close to causing someone's demise. But I could not escape from my mother's eyes. She knew, I knew she knew, she knew, I knew she did. And that day I became a more cautious kid. We are responsible for the harm that we do, whether or not we intended to. But the anticipation of enduring pain may be used to entertain. That's comedy. And every family is drawn closer by a near calamity. And the simple fact that we did not die when the rocket blew on the 4th of July.